This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
It's time for five thought-provoking questions penned by Pat Smith. We do it every single day, and it wins awards. This is what we call Pat Ponders. And it's time for you to get that roof inspected. Alabama Roofing Professionals, Mike and the gang, great, hardworking, honest company right here in the state of Alabama. We're so lucky to have companies like Alabama Roofing Professionals. They're going to warranty all the work. They're not going to leave you with a mess. They're going to finish the job. They're going to do it right. Also, the blow-in insulation service they offer, 205-722-ROOF. That's 205-722-ROOF or alroofpros.com.
Steve Spurrier turned 75 years old today. So it made me ponder, if Spurrier would have stayed at Florida for the rest of his career, not retired and gone off to the Washington football team, and then headed to South Carolina, but stayed at Florida for the rest of his career, would he have had more Heisman Trophy winners than national championships if he would have stayed after 2001?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, because if you were a quarterback when he was at Florida, I mean, you look at Danny Werfel, what he was able to do. I mean, heck, even Terry Dean and some of the quarterbacks were in that system. But yeah, with the offense he had, that was where you wanted to go if you were a quarterback at a premier program. So yeah, I would have said more Heisman Trophy winners than national championships.
It would have been interesting to see if Tim Tebow would have signed with Florida.
Yep.
If Steve Spurrier was still the head coach.
Are you gonna pick Spurrier over Mike Shula? That relationship that they had developed? I think Tebow still probably goes to Florida. Spurrier sells him, no doubt. Spurrier got a lot more personality than Urban Meyer, too.
Okay, so both of you guys think that they would have had more Heisman Trophy winners than national championships. How many national championships do you think they would have had?
I mean, I think they could have gotten one more.
I was going to say one more. I think that's probably it.
Yeah. I don't see. I mean, there's no way that he was going to come close to what Nick Saban has done at Alabama. So, no, I'd say one would be safe if he had cut it off when he cut it off and he coached, you know, the length of time that he did when he walked away from South Carolina.
75 years young today.
Wow.
Stephen Orr Spurrier. Question number two. On Monday night, Steph Curry became the first player in NBA history age 33 or older to score 30 or more points in 11 straight games, passing L.A. Lakers legend Kobe Bryant, who had scored 30 in 10 straight games in December of 2002. So I ask you guys, where do you currently put Steph Curry on your all-time NBA list?
Whew. I mean, he's your all-time shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
top 10.
I mean, especially considering where the game is now, I think if you're formulating an all-time team, you have to have him on it. Just because he does what is most important in that league right now better than anyone's ever done it. So he's on your starting five. Now, if you just want to go rank players, that's obviously a very different list. But if you are asking me my all-time starting five, Steph Curry is on that team.
No doubt. He's on your top five.
Zero doubt.
Okay. How about you, Landrum?
I'm
a weirdo that would debate whether or not Will Chamberlain would be on my team. Just because I don't really know.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's playing against a bunch of Bob the Bankers. I don't know if he's that good. I mean,
yeah.
I really don't know.
And I don't think, like, with a guy like Will, I think it's fair to bring that up, Cole, because of the era in which he played, how the game has changed, the athletes and the players that we see now on that level. With Steph Curry, this is a guy that has gotten it done, and I think he's timeless. He's errorless as far as what he does from the release to how good of a shooter he is. I think he would have been the player that he is in any era, and just how he can shoot the basketball. I mean, he's just a natural, pure shooter. I think you can make the argument one of the best shooters that's ever walked the planet. I don't think that's too far out there. I mean, some people would make the argument for Pistol Pete and some others that we've had great shooters, but nah, Steph Curry, he's definitely there.
Okay. Question number three. On this date back in 1977, it's kind of ironic, but following a 2-8 start and with a slumping offense, Yankees manager Billy Martin drew the Yankees lineup card out of a baseball cap. It worked as the New York Yankees beat the Blue Jays, recording a season high in runs at 7 and hits with 14, and it started a 6-game winning streak for the New York Yankees. So I ask you guys, with the big Braves-Yankees game tonight, should Aaron Boone take a page out of Billy Martin's playbook and fill out his lineup card using names thrown into a hat?
Why not? Go for it. You've lost 5 straight.
I mean, what?
How bad is it going to be? How bad could it get, really? Mm. So, I mean, I would say go for it.
In today's media, if Aaron Boone did do that, would he be chastised to the point to where they would fire him?
If they lost, they would fire him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they did it and won, it would be great, and they would say never do it again.
Yeah. If it doesn't work, then you're in big, big trouble. So, yeah, I'm with you. I mean, baseball players are so superstitious anyways. Try something.
I mean, you got Gary Sanchez coming back into the lineup. Do you want to protect him? Do you want to have him lower in there? Had the finger deal. I mean, I don't. Who cares? Go for it.
What?
Just don't tell people you did it. I mean, tell people after the season.
The towel in?
Yeah. Tell people after the season you did it, but don't tell people now.
Cole, as a Yankees fan, do you hate the Red Sox?
I mean, I don't hate them. I don't like them.
Okay. Just wondering.
I mean, like, I think their fans are nerdy, but, you know.
So as a Braves fan, what team do you hate the most?
I was just thinking that. I will probably go Dodgers, and this goes back to the old NL West division.
Yeah.
And those Dodger teams used to just frustrate me to no end. He's always had that guy, like a Brett Butler. I don't know. What was his name? Who was the guy that used to run the bases, like, full speed no matter what? Was it?
P. Rose.
Hatcher? Who am I thinking of? He didn't wear the ear flaps on his batting helmet.
John Olerud.
No. Well, he didn't, but not in the field. Who was that guy? Come on. You should know this, Pat.
Prince Fielder.
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, that you didn't give me that big of a description. I mean, there's a lot of guys that actually run ground balls out, and like Acuna. I mean,
Well, he learned his lesson. Now he's running too hard, and he's hurting his abdominal muscle.
Yeah.
Somebody help me out. I know you know who I'm talking about. And he was
Jerry Royster. I don't know.
No. It's late 90s. And
Ron Say. Bill Madlock.
Goodness gracious. No.
Billy Hatcher.
Steve Garvey.
Mackie Sasser.
I was
Pete Incaviglia.
It was Mickey something. What was his
Mickey Hatcher.
Mickey
Hatcher.
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Hatcher. That's exactly
Mickey Mouse.
Who it was.
Yeah.
Mickey Hatcher.
So you don't Mickey like Mantle. The Dodgers because of Mickey Hatcher?
No, I respect them. They were just that franchise. I don't know. We went on the run. At the All-Star break, we were 9 games back. And up, Lonnie Smith chugging around. Skip Carey.
Reverse to first.
You hate all these Braves players that go to the Yankees, but you hate the Dodgers themselves.
I don't hate them if they're going to, you know, go and pay the cost.
Brett
of living
Butler, a former Atlanta Brave.
In New York. Mm-hmm. I know. I do respect the Dodgers, but that would be the team it's out of respect that I hate the most in the National League.
All right, question. Respect that he hates the most. Okay.
Yeah. Question number four. Yesterday, Alex Smith retired after coming back from a devastating leg injury. If Florida State's Mackenzie Milton has a successful 2021, will his comeback be the greatest in college football history?
Oh, hold on now. I mean, I think if we were to go back and look at it, there have been some pretty amazing comebacks in college football. That was a gruesome injury. It was a bad injury. So it would be in the discussion. I think one of the more memorable ones. Yeah. Probably recent memory. Yeah.
Who else would be considered? I mean, coming back from, I mean, just in our era, cause I can't really think of too many. I'm just trying to think SEC right now. Starting with Auburn and Alabama. I've been that guy.
Nick
Came
Chubb?
From... Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
Because a lot of those guys, they were just never able to come back, unfortunately. So, yeah, if he's able to come back and have, I mean, even three quarters of the success and play the way he did when he was at Central Florida, it's got to be Mackenzie Milton. Still thinking of it, no? And who else? I'm trying to think of a kicker.
Now, Gramatica got hurt.
Cut his toe off, like cutting grass one summer, and then came back and drilled a field goal. I don't know.
He's cutting his grass barefooted?
You know, kickers, they're weird.
Maybe he was literally trying to kickstart the lawnmower.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, fifth and final question. Speaking of Florida State, the Seminoles announced today that in 2024, Mike Norvell's former team, the Memphis Tigers, will be coming to Tallahassee. So my question is, does Norvell make it to that game in 2024?
Yeah, I think so, because I think he'll show some improvement. They might not be back winning 10 games a year, but it's going to get better than it has been. So I don't think the trigger is going to be that quick. He'll get things headed the right direction. And that's, what, 3 years away?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he can show improvement for 2 years and then have that third year. So, yeah, I think he'll be there. And then at some point that the Booster Administration Athletic Department, led by people who donate money, incorporated, is going to have to say, hey, we can't just keep rolling the coaches out. We got to give somebody an opportunity to stick around here and actually improve the program.
I agree. I think that it's just a matter of time before Florida State gets back. Being in that state, still you're recruiting kids that do remember your last national championship. I mean, we're not talking about what Jimbo was faced with historically at Texas A&M, because Texas A&M historically, there's just not that many seasons where you can go, oh yeah, we'll remember then, or they were a powerhouse then, or that, you know, at least Florida State, you have that. So yeah, I'll say he'll be around, and I don't know if he'll ever get Florida State back just based on the rest of college football and where it's gone and back.
You got to think, 23. They've got LSU, Southern Miss, UNA, and Florida. Also keep in mind, Miami and Clemson are going to be on the schedule every year. Okay. 22, Duquesne, LSU, Louisiana, and Florida. And this year they have Notre Dame, Jack State, Wake, UMass, Florida.
Yeah. The issue that you have at Florida State now is you've had another school from your conference become that power, and it's Clemson. And then what you deal with in your own state with the other schools that have emerged and continue to emerge in this time. And by the way, your rival there in Coral Gables it seems like Manny Diaz is getting some stuff figured out. So it's going to be even for Mike Norvell, given everything, the circumstances, all that I just mentioned, what he inherited with that program, it's going to be all the more difficult. But it's just, what are the expectations? Do they expect national championships? If they do, then he's probably not going to be around that long.
That's today's Pat Ponders.
Brought to you by Alabama Roofing Professionals, alroofbros.com, 205-722-ROOF.
This is Three Man Front.